It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm cold. I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, it's really cold.
Yeah, I didn't realize it coming in this morning until I just a little bit ago glanced over my shoulder here at the National Weather Service thermometer, and it's blinking -2 at me.
I was thinking the whole time I was driving in this morning, this car is not getting any warmer, and it's not going to. It must be colder than I think it is. I come in here and I look at 6 below 0 on the thermometer.
You know, when the car sits outside for a while and you go to get in and start it up and it makes that high-pitched squeal as it starts up? That's probably the same noise I'd make if I were left outside all afternoon, and then we're told I've got to run a quick sprint now. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think so. It's cold outside, 2 below 0 right now here in the Nishna Valley, so be prepared if you're heading outside. It is cold. How's Brett?
Oh, not too bad.
I see you've got a little extra layer on.
I do have an extra layer this morning. A little chilly this morning.
Rocking the fleece this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a good choice. Tell us about Camblin.
You know, as we get older, we got to have a little bit more on.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Tell us about Camblin's this morning.
Lennox has been respected in the heating and air conditioning fields as one manufacturer to follow with all their innovations. They were the first manufacturer to really enter the air quality market and still lead the field with their Pure Air unit. This miraculous product combines an ultraviolet light with an electronic air cleaner and a MERV 16 filter to give you the cleanest air possible in your entire home, not just one room. If you have allergies, you will notice an immediate improvement in your comfort and allergy symptoms. From hay fever to sinus to asthma symptoms, this great machine will help alleviate those terrible times. Give Camblin Plumbing and Heating a call soon and start breathing the good air. Call the Atlantic store at 243-1512 or the Horland store at 755-3286 to get more information.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. All right, you guys can both join in this morning. The Super Bowl is this Sunday. You'll probably be enjoying it.
I didn't think we could say that word.
Why not?
You told me the other day we couldn't say that.
Not in an advertisement. You can't say it. I'm not advertising anything right now.
Okay.
No, I'm not advertising anything here. We're just having fun. Yeah. They got all their lawyers. Don't worry about them. You're doing Super Bowl party, right? You're going to sit and watch the game, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Friends, family,
probably
some other folks around?
By myself. I'm on call. If I get to watch a Super Bowl.
All right. Well, then you can sit there quietly while the rest of us talk.
I'd be looking at a toilet bowl while you watch a Super Bowl.
Wow. All by yourself? I thought that was a party day. Well, when folks get together for the Super Bowl parties and things this weekend, usually they get to talking about the Super Bowl and stuff and the past and whatever else and stuff. And well, now you can be a lot smarter. Because I've got a little Super Bowl quiz for you here this morning.
Uh-oh.
So if you're into the Super Bowl and all that big championship stuff, you maybe know some of this stuff. Maybe somebody younger like Chris. I don't know how much studying you've done of the past. Mm. I've lived through all the Super Bowls. I know a lot about that stuff, but not so much.
I'm guessing my knowledge is pretty limited, but we'll see.
Well, we'll find out. Where was the first Super Bowl held? The very first one. What was the venue? Where was it? Most folks know that the Green Bay Packers won the first game.
I would know that, but...
But where was it?
Toledo.
It was... Again, you can sit there quietly.
Well, somebody had to say something.
I know, radio's no good when everybody's silent. It was at Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, the L.A. Coliseum. That's where the first one was held. The first game played in a dome. Where was that?
Hmm.
Where and when?
Boy.
Oh, Minnesota?
No.
That's probably a little newer.
No, Minnesota. First game played in the dome. I'll give you a hint. Where is it being played this year?
New Orleans.
What I was
there
say.
You
That's
go.
That's the only two I could think of.
Yeah, it's the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
Yeah.
But back then it was the Louisiana Superdome. In 1978, the Cowboys beat the Broncos in Super Bowl XII, 27-10 in the dome. New Orleans did host three other games before that, though, three other Super Bowls that they were played in Tulane Stadium.
Hmm.
So it was outdoors the first three times it was played in New Orleans. Who was the first MVP from a losing team, from a losing Super Bowl team? The first MVP from a losing team. I'll give you a hint. He was a linebacker, played for Dallas. Cowboys lost 16-13 to the Baltimore Colts in Super Bowl V. He had two interceptions and a fumble recovery.
You know, I think Jim's a lot older than us, Chris.
Well, it's not a guy that would probably jump off the page at you anyway. Played for the Dallas Cowboys. Chuck Howley was the Super Bowl V MVP. Played for the losing team.
We're not doing very good, Chris.
I know.
Who was the first team that failed to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl? You know, we think of Super Bowls being these high-scoring affairs, sometimes like video games where we get so many points that are scored. Sometimes they're real big blowouts. But who was the first team to not score a touchdown in a Super Bowl? It was in Super Bowl VI. The only points were scored by a guy who was named Garabed. That was his first name. Garabed Sarkis is his middle name.
Don't you have any easy questions?
Which doesn't mean, well, and that doesn't mean probably very much to you, but maybe when I give you what he went by, you'll probably know. Garo Yepremian.
Okay.
Little left-handed, left-footed kicker for the Dolphins.
Though? Yeah.
He hit a 31-yard field goal in the second quarter of Super Bowl VI. Those were the only points. That was the only thing that stood between Miami and a shutout that year. But that was Super Bowl VI. You know, the following season, I think the Dolphins made up for it.
Is that their undefeated year?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they made up for it. That's okay. Okay, here's one for you. How many times have you seen it? The Super Bowl's over, the confetti's falling, people are gathered around, and all of a sudden...
Disney World.
Exactly.
All right.
All of a sudden, they focus in on one player, and he says, I'm going to Disney World. Who was the first guy to do that?
I thought I had the answer already.
You don't. No, that's not the answer. Who was the first guy to say those famous words? I'm going to Disney World. No idea? I'll give you a hint. It was after, Super Bowl 21.
Joe Namath? Sounds like something he would say.
No. Joe Namath. No.
He was an announcer by then.
He was in the bottle at that time. Phil Simms of the Giants was the first MVP to say, I'm going to Disney World. And, of course, back then everybody thought, wow, that's cool. How'd they catch that like that? That's really neat advertisement for Disney. Well, of course, it's set up. They pay them in advance to do that. It's a set-up deal, and if your team wins, then you know, they set up somebody from each team, and if your team wins, then they have somebody who's, I don't know, maybe the cameraman's wearing Mickey Mouse ears as a reminder to them in all the hoopla afterward that they have to say that. But, yeah, Disney reportedly paid Phil Simms $75,000 and then, of course, continued to pay players for their so-called impromptu endorsement of the happiest place on Earth. And for the record, Simms' exact words were, I'm gonna go to Disney World.
Okay.
So that's exactly what
you know,
said.
Chris, I think they can tell neither one of us have our smartphones running here. We might have been able to answer some of this.
It's hard to do quizzes anymore because everybody just Googles it real quick on their phone. Who was the first special teams player to win the MVP award in the Super Bowl? Have any idea?
George Blanda.
Super Bowl, that's not a bad guess. Super Bowl 31. Played for the Green Bay Packers.
31.
Played for the Packers. Come on, you got to know this one.
Man.
He made a single-handed demolition of the Patriots in that Super Bowl. Basically, it was a three-quarter contest by then. He returned a kickoff 99 yards for the last score of the game. I'll give you another hint. In college, he played for Michigan.
Oh, Desmond Howard.
Desmond Howard. There you go. He of the Heisman pose in the end zone. There you go. The first MVP born outside of the United States. You're never going to get this, so there's no sense delaying this. Mark Rippon of the Washington Redskins, quarterback of the Redskins. He is from Alberta, Canada, so he's from Calgary. He threw for 292 yards and a couple of touchdowns to beat Buffalo in Super Bowl 26. The other foreign-born MVP was Steelers receiver Hines Ward. His mother's from Seoul, South Korea, so there are two of them. Who was the first team to win the Lombardi Trophy? Don't say the Packers. From winning Super Bowl I. There was no Lombardi Trophy at that time. First team to win the Lombardi Trophy?
The Bears.
No. You're a little late. The Baltimore Colts, Super Bowl V. It's kind of a bit of a trick question there, but that's when they came up with the actual Lombardi Trophy. Who was the first team to reach 50 points in the Super Bowl? It was in Super Bowl 27, a long time ago now.
The Bills.
It was... No.
No.
It was back in the day when, somebody who beat the Bills, they beat them 52-17. They scored 35 points off of 9 turnovers. It's a team that you used to expect to see in the postseason all the time. Not so much anymore.
Dallas.
You got it. The Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys were the first. And it seemed like we had quite a run of huge scores there for a while, especially like back in the 80s, early 90s. Seemed like every game was a complete blowout by the second quarter, and they were over early, which led them to create the halftime show. Who was the first celebrity halftime show? Everybody gets so psyched up about these halftime shows at the Super Bowl. Who was the first celebrity halftime performers? And it'd be performers.
Did they actually sing or did they mouth?
Well, that's a good question. It was in Super Bowl VI. The first celebrity halftime show. Who were the performers? There were three of them. You're not going to get them.
Diana Ross and the Supremes.
We could sit here all day. You're not going to come up with them. No, no. But singers. Anyway, Ella Fitzgerald, Carol Channing, and Al Hurt.
Carol Channing sang?
Well, she must have done something.
Wow.
Marked the first time that multiple big names were booked to play the same halftime ticket. So there you go. First Super Bowl celebrity halftime show. Aren't you thrilled about that? Who was the first coach to win after previously losing a Super Bowl? You should know this. You're a Chiefs fan. I said, who was the first coach to win after previously losing a Super Bowl? You're a Chiefs fan. You should know this.
After previously losing.
Chiefs fan. Hello, Chiefs fan.
I don't know.
Lost a Super Bowl, then turned around and won one a few years later. Chiefs fan.
Dick Vermeil?
Chiefs fan. No, go back a little further. How many Super Bowls have the Chiefs won?
I don't know who the coach was. That was like the second Super Bowl ever.
Come on. He had teams that matriculated the ball down the field.
No idea.
Hank Stram, come on. You're a Chiefs fan. Come on. They beat the Vikings 23-7 after they lost in the very first game to the Packers. See? Who are the first team to repeat as losers? And then they did it again and then again.
The Bills.
Well, that would be a good guess, but they did it later. The Minnesota Vikings. Yeah. They were the first team to lose twice, and then three times, and then four times. Yeah, it's kind of tough. So anyway, that's kind of some stuff. Who's the first person to win the game as a player and then a head coach? I know. I'm a Bears fan. There's your hint. That should make it real easy.
Oh, Ditka?
Mike Ditka. Yeah, he caught a touchdown pass for Dallas in Super Bowl VI, and he coached one of the most legendary teams of all time, the 85 Chicago Bears, in Super Bowl 20. So there you go. So far, there have been no overtime games in the first 46 Super Bowls prior to this year. So that's something I guess we're still waiting out for. No team has ever been shut out. I think we established that earlier. There's never been a total of 100 points scored in any game.
Huh.
But, of course, with the spread offenses now, it could get real ugly. And we've seen a lot of blowouts, but and teams score a lot of points, in the 50s and stuff, but the other team's usually not having a good day. No team has ever played a Super Bowl in its home stadium. The closest anyone's come so far is when the 49ers played Super Bowl. Let's see, I got to do the math here. They got these X's and I's looking at me. Super Bowl 19. It was in Stanford Stadium, which is about 35 miles away from San Francisco. And there's never been a game in which neither team failed to score a touchdown. I don't think we'll see that in today's high-octane NFL. Mm-hmm. I really don't see that happening. So there you go. Amaze your friends. You know all the answers to all the trivia questions when you get together for your party this weekend. Aren't you glad?
Yeah.
Phew.
I'd have done better with a NASCAR quiz.
Yeah.
Let's try it for Daytona here.
You did get kind of quiet. You got a couple of them right. I'll give you credit for that. Hey, tell us more about Camlin's this morning.
There are a lot of pleasures in owning your own house, but one of the worries is who do you trust to do a repair or remodeling work in your home? Camlin Plumbing and Heating can give you the feeling of security you need in trusting that the job gets done right, with quality products and with good common sense warranties from there on. With the quality lines like Kohler, Lennox, Delta, and many more, your repairs or remodeling is guaranteed to be of the finest materials. With 94 years in the business, Camlin Plumbing and Heating can ensure you that our expertise cannot be beat. We understand that the pride you have in your home, we understand your budgets, and we understand that you expect the best. Give Camlin Plumbing and Heating a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today is by good old unknown again. Not every person knows how to love a dog, but every dog knows how to love a person.
Which leads us into the Puppy Bowl.
That's right.
This weekend.
Yeah.
The best game coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Want to wish you a happy birthday, Jim? Call out here and wish him happy birthday, everybody.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Thanks, Brett.
Yep.
Shut his microphone off, would you, Brett? Hey, you got to make it a great day. Have a good weekend, and God bless America.